Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Mike Rivero joining us for his monthly visit today on the 7th of October, 2008, Tuesday edition. Coming up in an hour, we're going to have a 30-minute visit coming up in a half hour with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster about what's happening in the markets. The markets, by the way, are down right now 21 points after a huge plunge of around 400 points is what it closed at yesterday, down from last Friday. So Bob Chapman. Then we have, of course, joining us, Mike Rivero. Then we have Richard C. Cook, historian and economist, analyst. And then Webster Tarpley popping in for an hour as well. There's a lot of financial news I want to cover today, obviously. On top of it, we have a poll by CNN. 60% say depression is likely. So I'm sure that was aided by the president and every other major party leader running around saying we're going to have a depression because they want to implode the market now and then loot what's left of the currency. Brazil, Argentina abandon the U.S. dollar, completely dump it. There's also a report on CNBC that they believe gold prices to double on paper market default. We'll tell you about that. Fed considers plan to buy companies' unsecured debt and states' unsecured debt. So you've only seen the beginning of the takeover, where tax money buys securities, buys different assets, and hands it over to other private interests. By the way, former head of Goldman Sachs has hired the vice president from Goldman Sachs to head up handing out the multi-trillions. If you really read the bill, it's upwards of $5 trillion as we keep reporting, and we'll get into that as well. So this is a Goldman Sachs operation almost entirely. So we'll go over some of that news. Also, Delta Force officer says U.S. officials stop plans to kill bin Laden. That's up on Infowars.com. We have a clip there from 60 Minutes where they admit what we told you in my first 9/11 film, well, the first 9/11 film, period, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, put out just 3 months. Well, the first version was put out 2 weeks after, but the final version was put out about 3 months after 9/11. And we break down there that Delta Force was not allowed to capture or kill bin Laden. But that was only one case of hundreds. And so I want to go back over that. But here is the Delta Force commander saying exactly what we told you close to 7 years ago. And, you know, in Illinois, Missouri, and other areas like Connecticut, people have been threatened with arrest if they, quote, lie about Barack Obama. The police said they will come and charge you. That was in the newscast. Several of the newscast and news articles in the campaign confirmed that. But still, people were in denial about it. And then the prosecutors and county sheriffs had to back off of that, at least publicly. And now John McCain is using that police state tactic as a campaign point in new attack ads against Barack Obama. Meanwhile, the Times of London reports Corsi detained, deported from Kenya, and the police told him when he arrived he was going to meet with one of Barack Obama's brothers. They told him, you're not allowed to come here and lie. And so he was arrested, detained, and thrown out of the country. And the local paper said it was being done on behalf of Lord Obama. So, just amazing police state tactics. And look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not for McCain or Obama. They're both New World Order. It's just, this is very serious.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are steaming towards an interview in 22 minutes with Bob Chapman, then Mike Rivera, then Richard C. Cook, and Webster Tarplin. So four guests today, predominantly on the economy, what's happening around the world, and the unfolding police state. On the Dr. Corsi issue, love him or hate him, the mainstream media really won't attack Dr. Corsi on the claims he's made about Barack H. Obama. And I have said over and over again that John McCain is pure evil, pure New World Order. He wants to use the military on the streets of America for law enforcement, which just goes with the whole unfolding plan. These guys are just front men and puppets, so they push the agenda. I actually went and pulled up the YouTube clips and writings and votes of Obama in the state Senate and in the U.S. Senate. He is probably more anti-gun than even Chuck Schumer. It really is true that he wants to ban 308 rounds, 223 rounds. He wants to ban many types of rifles. And I have not heard that from John McCain. And I try to control myself. I try to not get pulled into the left-right paradigm. I personally, you know, just on the surface with public relations, you know, their public relations, their propaganda, I, you know, have that deep-seated white guilt that I can't fully throw off, which we're all indoctrinated with, to where, you know, I'd like to have a black president and say, see, we don't care. I'd like to be able to support Barack Obama. I'd like to be able to say he's a good guy, but he is a gun banner. His dad is a Muslim. He was raised in Muslim schools. He was born in a foreign country. They are engaging in police state tactics. And Barack Obama will get mass support. That's what he has. And Webster Tarpley has been right about that. He has been right about that. And by the way, Webster's not some, you know, right winger. He's what I'd call a progressive classical leftist who's transcended the eugenic social engineering arm of the Democratic Party. He will admit it's pure evil and there for eugenics and there to break up the family and destroy things. He believes that you could have a big government, though, that was run by good people that would uplift humanity. It just doesn't work that way. But the point is that he's not some right-winger with an axe to grind. Like he wrote the unauthorized biography of George Bush back in the early 90s, back in 1991, which is the definitive work on the Nazi connections that are now on the BBC and Associated Press and is now admitted fact. And we've been to the National Archives and confirmed that. More research has been added, and we cover it in my 2005 film, 911, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. But the point here is that it is true that McCain has no grassroots real support. He doesn't have mindless worshiping zombies. Mainline conservatives don't trust him, don't like him. They know he's for open borders. They know he's for gun control. They know he's for carbon taxes and the rest of it. And so they are wise to him, but they're holding their nose thinking they're going to vote for him. Hey, it doesn't matter. The electronic voting machines are going to put in who the establishment wants. Now, they've only got about 40% of the country with the fraud systems that we can document that do steal elections. See, this is how it works. The Democrats think it's a partisan thing that George Bush was put in and that the Supreme Court appointed him and that then the election was stolen in many states like Ohio and New Mexico and places. And it was proven and people went to jail and... But still, the election wasn't reversed. So, yes, George Bush stole both elections. But that's only one level to it. We've got to be sophisticated here if we're going to beat these people. That was because we had 8 years of Bill Clinton. They needed to pass the baton. Conservatives said, give us anything but, you know, another, quote, liberal. And then Bush comes in and gives you tripling the size of government, tripling the size of the BATF, doubling the size of the welfare agencies and of the CPS, and just a reign of terror against liberty, voting with the Democrats. And so now they need to give you a fresh face, you know, a handsome, smiling, brown face with, you know, shining eyes compared to McCain. I mean, Obama doesn't have that much fire or charisma compared to a white Baptist preacher or black Baptist preacher, but he's got a little bit of it. And that's a lot more than John McCain, that individual. Over 90% of people die who get the type of cancer he had. And even a lower percentage live more than 10 years, even after it's in remission. He is 9 years after his lymphoma's being removed, the lymph nodes being removed. Doesn't look good. But it's like Bob Dole. They ran a corpse against Bill Clinton in 1996. And so that's what's happening right now. And they did arrest the individual that claims he was the gay lover of Barack Obama. I have no doubt that it's probably true. Larry Sinclair. They did arrest him at the National Press Club, and Joe Biden's son arrested him and admitted later it was trumped up and the charges were dropped. They are arresting and harassing and shutting down websites of people, especially Democrats that don't like Obama. And, I mean, I have to call it what it is. I have to call it what it is. And it's just like Margaret Sanger said, the elite had to go out and hire black leaders to sell eugenics and breaking up the family and getting blacks on welfare. And blacks weren't stupid. A lot of the real leaders said, this is the government taking control, putting us back on the reservation, the plantation. This is just like they went to the Native Americans and said, we're going to give you money and take care of you and move you over here. It's the same system. But they sent in huge cores of black leaders paid off to lead the black community into destruction. and I don't agree with some of the things he says, but on the majority of the issues, Louis Faircon is actually right about that, and he will tell you. But notice he's pulled into the hype, and he knows it would politically destroy him if he didn't fall at the feet of Barack Obama, and so he has. This is about power. And so let me just say, you're not going to really have a choice on who gets elected. Either way, we are in deep trouble. But Corsi, detained, deported from Kenya, the Times of London, a leading American neoconservative author, has been detained by immigration authorities in Kenya as he tried to launch a book smearing Barack Obama. See how even the headline is leaning towards Corsi out of England. Jerome Corsi of Swift Boat Veterans for Truth fame was this morning being held after failing to reckon with Obamamania. It's like they're laughing in the newspaper. He had been planning to launch his book entitled The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality, before traveling to one of the slums to donate money to the senator's half-brother, George, who was found living in a squalid condition 2 months ago. Yeah, you know, I have a little bit of family who doesn't do well financially, and I don't have a lot of money, but I give them as much money as I can. I can't imagine not trying to take care of your family. It's just another just horrible thing. But officers swooped hours after Dr. Corsi was described as author of a smear crusade by local newspapers. Immigration officials claim he had been detained because he did not have a work permit. However, one of Corsi's assistants says he was just answering some questions. You know, as a journalist to be there. That's what Canada said when they grabbed me and detained me for 15 hours and Aaron Dykes and Ryan Slickeisen and threatened to put us in prison and laughed at us and cussed and screamed at us. And then they said, you're here to cover the conference, aren't you? And started screaming at us that we weren't going to be allowed to cover Bilderberg and bleeping this and effing that. Until Jim Tucker showed up with the CBC. We were supposed to meet with Jim. And they didn't confiscate one of our phones. They did confiscate two of them. And the call got through in the holding area. We were able, when Tucker started calling us, to go, oh, call Tucker. And Tucker, within an hour, drug his butt out of bed at 5 a.m., went down to the CBC offices where he was meeting later that morning with a reporter. He got there early when she showed up. They got with a camera crew and a radio crew and came down, because the main offices are there in Ottawa, capital of Canada. And they showed up and got us out of there about, I don't know, 5-6 hours later, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And they were so angry. And so I really can't ever go back to Canada. They told me I'm in their system. And they leaned over and just basically told me that don't ever come back to Canada. Because next time you won't be so lucky. I remember laughing, going through all three of our laptops saying, we're going to find porn. We're going to find porn. You're going to go to prison. You're going to spend 5 years in a Canadian prison. You're going to spend years before you even go to trial. Because that's what they do. It's really tyrannical up there, but the public doesn't know about it. Because the media doesn't cover it usually. And I remember saying, what do you mean porn? And they said, any porn, as much as a topless pinup picture, and that's transporting porn in here. And thank God no one in the office had visited porn. What office would you imagine to have three computers, nothing on it? By the grace of God, there was nothing on any of it, not so much as a swimsuit girl. And they were so angry. And they got the memory sticks out of our cameras and looked at them and, you know, they would grab memory sticks out and say, what's on these? And I'd say, they're clean. They're empty. You effing liar. When I find photos on here, I'm charging you for lying to a federal official. Then they'd pop him in and it'd be clear. And he'd start breathing heavy, little bastard in a black uniform. They'd love to be able to taser me to death like they do people routinely in those facilities. I'm lucky they didn't. Well, they got Corsi in Africa right now. Went out and found him in the city. Drug him in. Read the details at Infowars.com. Tell you about the Delta Force when we get back, reporting that they were told to stand down and not go after bin Laden. Of course, this is what we've always been telling you for 7 years. Now it's on mainstream television.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Finishing up with the attack on free speech by the Obama zombies. They mean well. They think carrying out tyranny will save us from the great evil of George Bush, but it's both parties that are bought and paid for by the same interest. And when George Bush was having warrantless wiretaps, and still is, the American people, and setting up this control grid and butchering the Bill of Rights, we were against it. We were against it when Bill Clinton did it. And now it looks like it'll probably be Barack H. Obama. Who knows who's going to win? It doesn't matter in the final equation. The point is, we have to say no to this tyranny. Now, CBS News is now reporting only a very small part of a larger, important story that needs to be told. 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, as they were described by the Times of London and other publications, were flown out to safety in what's called the Airlift of Evil in the first 2 months of the Afghan invasion. You see, the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban leadership had been on the CIA payroll back since at least 1978. And so the real guys, they got out of the country. Then they would arrest a few religious leaders. In fact, the one big leader they arrested was the guy who, the cleric who offered to turn bin Laden in, offered to try to help, warn the U.S. in the weeks before because he heard the chatter, which, of course, was a setup, the story being planted. So whoever waited and with open arms for the U.S., they got grabbed and sent to Gitmo. But then the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they got flown out to safety. And special forces would capture number two in Taliban, number four in Al-Qaeda. And they'd be ordered to release them, give them money, give them food, put them in trucks, escort them to the border of Pakistan, put them in C-130s. And there were special forces colonels in the San Francisco Chronicle and all these articles. I mean, they were hopping mad. A few years later, that's what upset Pat Tillman so much. Of course, we've had former Army folks, Rangers and others on who talk about staging, you know, shootouts with Al-Qaeda and Taliban with CNN, where they would just go to a base and then fire their weapons like they were fighting somebody. Now, Delta Force, you know, patriotic guys attached basically to the CIA and to the National Security Council, they get paired up with this Taliban leader who's supposedly going to help them hunt bin Laden, and you hear the Delta Force commander on 60 Minutes saying it was like it was staged. It was like they would have these staged firefights with bin Laden's people, and then they would never help us. And this is who the CIA picked and paid to aid them. And then it turned out the CIA would pay $25,000, in some cases more, per head for 14-year-old innocent kids to send to Gitmo and then release the real people. So it's a long piece. It's up on Infowars.com. But here's a few minutes of it.
Shortly after 9/11, the Pentagon ordered a top-secret team of American commandos into Afghanistan with a single, simple order: kill Osama bin Laden. It was America's best chance to eliminate the leader of Al-Qaeda. The inside story of exactly what happened in that mission and how close it came to its objective has never been told until tonight. The man you're about to meet was the officer in command, leading a team from the U.S. Army's mysterious Delta Force, a unit so secret it's often said that Delta doesn't exist. But you're about to see Delta's operators in action. Why would the mission commander break his silence after 7 years? He told us that most everything he's read in the media is wrong, and tonight he wants to set the record straight.
Our job is to go find him, catch or kill him.
Hey, back that up. People start conspiracy theories. Recording that off the web, it buffered, so there's a few breakups in this, but you can go watch it all for yourself again on Infowars.com or at the CBS 60 Minutes site. So back it up a few seconds and play it again.
It's often said that Delta doesn't exist, but you're about to see Delta's operators in action. Why would the mission commander break his silence after 7 years? He told us that most everything he's read in the media is wrong, and tonight he wants to set the record straight.
Our job is to go find him, capture or kill him, and we knew the writing on the wall was really to kill him. No one wanted to bring Osama bin Laden back to stand trial in the United States somewhere.
In 2001, just 10 weeks after 9/11, he was a 37-year-old Army major leading a team of America's most elite commandos. Even now, we can't tell you his name or show you his face. We hired a theatrical makeup artist to take the former Delta officer through a series of transformations to create the man you see now. He calls himself Dalton Fury. He's the author of Kill Bin Laden, a new book out this week. Dalton Fury is used to disguises. In fact, in 2001, his entire team transformed itself in Afghanistan.
Everybody has their beard grown. Everybody's wearing local Afghan clothing, sometimes carrying the same weapons as them.
The idea was that if this all worked out, Osama bin Laden would be dead, and no one would ever know that Delta Force was there.
All right, okay. Stay there, folks. I'll put a little bit more of this and finish my comments on it. We'll go to Bob Chapman and the latest economic developments with the stock market plunging as we speak. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633. They'll probably call in. He always calls in earlier. He calls in during another section of the show. Probably when Rivero's on next hour, I predict he'll call in. If not, he'll call in any minute from now. I'm going to go over the economic news regardless here in a few minutes. We've got Mike Rivero coming up in about 27 minutes. Webster Tarpley, then Richard C. Cook. On this 7th day of October 2008, so we're playing some excerpts from CBS News to analyze it and comment on it, critique it. They have this Delta Force commander who is describing how he's spoken up after 7 years because never in his 5 years with Delta Force. And that means many years previously, either with Army Special Forces, the Marines, or the Navy SEALs, as they take from all those groups the best, that he had never, come up with an operational plan in the field and had the higher-ups then say no to it. Now, this story is being reported in a vacuum. You have more than 20 cases of Predator drones and others over who they said was bin Laden or other top Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, and the CIA orders the Air Force not to bomb them. And again, you have the other just regular Army, special forces, the Green Berets, the Rangers below them, would capture people and be ordered to release them over and over again. It was a staged war. What Al-Qaeda did is they would go grab conscripts out of the cities, and they would put them on the front lines in three rings. And then the Northern Alliance would ask the U.S., why are the British troops alongside them in the north, why are we only shelling the first ring of defenses and not the second or third? Because it was only for 15, 16-year-olds to die who'd been forced down out of the mountains from their goat herding and been thrown a Kalashnikov. It was a staged intelligence operation in a country run by the New World Order. Boy, now look at opium production exploding. And it's come out the British and U.S. troops guard the poppies. It's so evil. And it's in your face. And so when you hear about this, remember the airlift of evil. 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda in 2-day period flown out to safety. Out of Kandahar, out of Kabul. So then they have to have, this legendary story about bin Laden up in the hills, up on the Pakistan border in the high mountains. And, the satellites and infrared can't spot them, can't kill them. But the truth is they did. Quote, who they claimed was bin Laden, and they would always say no to killing him. The info we've got is that he was dying right around that time in Dubai at the American Hospital. It's called the American Hospital. And that was reported by mainstream press in Europe, in France, in the Middle East, and in England. And, of course, bin Laden, the CIA asset going back until the early 1980s, codenamed Tim Osman. And so the Delta Force is sent in, and then over and over again they're told no, 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 because they needed to have the legend of bin Laden live on. That, oh, we almost got him, but we couldn't. And we covered this again, my film I made 7 years ago, or just shy of 7 years ago, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Let's finish up playing some of this.
And that always is when you're talking about Delta Force.
And there was no mission more important to the United States.
We'll smoke him out of his cave. And we'll get him eventually.
But the administration's strategy was to let Afghans do most of the fighting. Using radio intercepts and other intelligence, the CIA pinpointed bin Laden in the mountains near the border of Pakistan. Following the strategy of keeping an Afghan face on the war, Fury's Delta team joined the CIA and Afghan fighters and piled into pickup trucks. They videotaped their journey to a place called Tora Bora. Fury told us his orders were to kill bin Laden and leave the body with the Afghans.
Right here, you're looking at basically the battlefield from the last location that we had firm on Osama bin Laden's location.
This ridge line is at about 14,000 feet, and back this way toward me is Pakistan.
That's right.
On a scale of, say, 1 to 10, 10 being the toughest, how tough a position is this to attack?
In my experience, it's a 10.
Delta developed an audacious plan to come at bin Laden from the one direction he would never expect.
We want to come in on the back door.
You were going to come up over the tops of the peaks?
That's right. The original plan that we sent up to our higher headquarters, Delta Force wants to come in over the mountain with oxygen, coming from the Pakistan side, over the mountain to come in and get a drop on bin Laden from behind.
Why didn't you do that?
Disapproved at some level above us, whether that was Central Command or all the way up to the President of the United States, I'm not sure.
The next option Delta wanted to employ was to drop hundreds of landmines in the mountain passes that led to Pakistan, bin Laden's escape route.
First guy blows his leg off, everybody else stops. That allows aircraft overhead to find them. They see all these heat sources out there. Okay, there's a big, large group of Al-Qaeda moving south. They can engage that.
Why didn't you do that?
Disapproved.
Why was it not approved?
I have no idea.
How often does Delta come up with a tactical plan that's disapproved by higher headquarters?
In my experience, in my 5 years at Delta, never before.
The military wouldn't tell us who rejected the plans or why. Fury wasn't happy about it, but he pressed on with the only option he had left, a frontal assault on bin Laden's dug-in al-Qaeda fighters. The Delta team had only about 50 men, so the mission would depend on the Afghan militia as guides and muscle. Their leader was a warlord, a self-styled general named Ali.
Ali told us, after about 30 seconds of discussion, he kind of listened to me ramble on, and then the first thing he said was, "I don't think you guys can handle it. You can't handle al-Qaeda in these mountains."
Ali, second from the left, met with this CIA officer and accepted millions of dollars in cash from the agency.
All right, let's stop
in
right there. Of course, you've got the CIA playing the Delta Force like complete fools here. And here you've got this well-meaning Delta Force commander. It's clear to, easy to assess. He believes he's exposing bad command, but here's the government allowing him to release the videos. Here is the CENTCOM, the Pentagon, allowing all this to come out because it adds to the myth that bin Laden was even in those mountains. Of course they couldn't let him go in and kill him. Of course they couldn't drop the big daisy cutters that would suck the air out of any cave or kill anybody for a mile around. Of course they wouldn't launch a real assault. It was totally staged. And see, if you just watched this TV program, you wouldn't know that. You would think, oh, this was just this one case. No, it was everywhere. And then all the jailbreaks, the staged jailbreaks they've had to release al-Qaeda out of prisons in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Pakistani intelligence handling al-Qaeda, sending them the money, meeting with, well, Joe Biden in the week before 9/11. I mean, these people are sick. It's disgusting. And then you've got this guy who is completely well-meaning, basically like a well-bred hunting dog, who is just something that they play games with in the CIA. And so here he is thinking he's a whistleblower with his book, Kill Bin Laden, and it just plays into the larger fairy tale until you have the other pieces of the puzzle. Continue with the mind slave.
Ali, second from the left, met with this CIA officer and accepted millions of dollars in cash from the agency. In short order, his Mujahideen fighters were escorting Delta Force.
Yeah, given millions of dollars by the CIA to lead Delta Force on a wild goose chase and not support them.
Force into the mountains.
Paint the picture for me of these Afghan Mujahideen troops.
They range anywhere from maybe 14 up to maybe 80. Various dress. Basically, we would probably consider it rags, which is the standard dress for a Mujahideen warrior.
This is video of the top-secret mission never seen by the public before. It was recorded by the Delta Commandos themselves. Dressed like Afghans, the Americans maneuvered up the mountains, calling in airstrikes on al-Qaeda. By day, they would advance, but at night, they soon discovered that their Afghan allies went home.
Well, I have to assume that if you started up the hills of Tora Bora, And the Mujahideen took territory. They didn't abandon that at night.
Oh, yes, they did.
They gave it up to the enemy?
Absolutely. The Mujahideen would go up, get into a skirmish, a firefight, lose a guy or two, maybe kill an al-Qaeda guy or two, and then they'd leave. It was almost like it was an agreement and understanding between the two forces fighting each other. Almost put on a good show. And
oh, rewind that. A good show. Yeah, but you're seeing into one level of it. Are you strong enough mentally to understand history, Delta Force, and understand just how big a pawn you really are?
Up the hills of Tora Bora, and the Mujahideen took territory. They didn't abandon that at night.
Oh, yes, they did.
They gave it up to the enemy?
Absolutely. The Mujahideen would go up, get into a skirmish, a firefight, lose a guy or two, maybe kill an al-Qaeda guy or two, and then they'd leave. It was almost like it was an agreement and understanding between the two forces fighting each other. Almost put on a good show and then leave.
4 days after arriving in Tora Bora, Dalton Fury was faced with a fateful command decision. Three of his men were in trouble behind enemy lines, and at the same time, the CIA had been listening to bin Laden's radio transmissions and had a breakthrough.
Oh, give me a break.
This is where it gets complicated. At about the same time, the CIA, George, comes into our room and he says, guys, I got a location for Osama bin Laden. That's probably the best locational data we've had on this Osama bin Laden ever.
It was night, so Fury was without his Afghan allies. Still, he managed to rescue his men and then found himself approaching bin Laden's doorstep.
We're about 2,000 meters away from where we think bin Laden's at still, from where we're at. Now we have to make a decision.
Fury had two choices: advance his small team with no Afghan support or return to camp and assault in the morning. He was under orders to make the Afghans take the lead, and intelligence said there were more than 1,000 hardened fighters protecting bin Laden.
You write in the book, my decision to abort that effort to kill or capture bin Laden when we might have been within 2,000 meters of him, about 2,000 yards, still bothers me. It leaves me with a feeling of somehow letting down our nation.
Let me just stop. This goes against all military doctrine. This is pure bull. The 50 would have attacked from concealed positions and called in airstrikes against those 1,000. That is pure bull. A 2-year-old who knows anything about any military strategy and modern military strategy knows that is absolute garbage. Two Rangers put in to radio in intelligence and call in airstrikes would have done that. This is pure bull. Let's go back to it.
Had we gone up that ridgeline towards that location, Osama bin Laden might have been 500 meters away. We might have run right into him. So there's always that doubt that we might have run into him. We also might have got up there. And
no, he was fighting for his life in Dubai, pal. Go ahead and rewind it back to the puppet.
Cautious right into him. So there's always that doubt that we might have run into him. We also might have got up there and found nothing. It wasn't worth the risk at that particular moment to go up there and play cowboy. It was better to be cautious. Go up there with the entire force the next day.
That's right. Hit pause. You got somebody supposedly killed 3,000 Americans. He has his $50 million bounty on his head. You're the Delta Force, and you are cautious. Give me a break. Now you notice they're making it all about that event. There were the other times where they, quote, had him in their sights and couldn't call in airstrikes and weren't allowed to go in. It just goes on and on and on. But forget this story. This is just more evidence. Research the airlift of evil. In fact, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, one of our writers, we ought to go back and pull all those airlift of evil stories and then the Special Forces colonel that was in the papers in the U.S. saying we were ordered to stand down and how they flew him out to safety and how it was all staged. And even the CIA commander who wrote Jawbreaker admits, like we had him on a few years ago, that they were told to just go grab innocent people and not get anybody real and fly them to Guantanamo Bay for a torture laboratory to test torture. That was one part, but also to show the public, look, it's men with beards. They did. It's all about a show. It's all about theater for the public. That's all they're doing. It's that simple. We're going to come back, cover the economy. And Mike Rivero is going to be on with us, and Webster Tarpley, Richard C. Cook. But the public doesn't know about this. They still don't know. They saw Bush say bin Laden's our number one target, and a year later, who's bin Laden? I don't care about bin Laden. I'm not looking for bin Laden. He actually said that. He said, but so what? We're not really targeting him. I'll never forget Bandar Bush, his nickname, the Saudi ambassador at that time, Larry King Live, a few months after 9/11, and best friends with the Bushes and Cheney, and King was saying, bin Laden's evil, bin Laden's horrible, bin Laden's bad, bin Laden's a piece of trash. And Bandar said, how dare you say that about him? He's a great and honorable man, and he didn't even do 9/11. I mean, he's a rock star in Saudi Arabia. See, who carried out the Afghan attack on the Russians starting in 79 to get the Russians to invade? It was the Saudis, the Israelis, and the United States matching funds and logistics to go in there and do that. And then Pakistan in the operation in 2001. This is a team. It's covered in Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmis, the new film I just produced that we hardly even plug. I should be able to get it on DVD, folks, at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. People need to see this. They need to know this. They need to understand it. Okay? They love faraway places with big mountains. It's a nice backdrop far away where they can control it and give you whatever fairy tale they want, just like they told the famous painter Remington. Hearst Publishing did. They said, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. Remington went down there and said, there's no massacres, no troops, nothing going on here. And he said, look, fake them. Fake paintings that we can then put into the newspaper. You supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. And that's it. A staged war. The only war going on in Afghanistan is warlords fighting over the opium. Just like the U.S. is running a war in Mexico to consolidate the drug trade. There's real casualties there. That's over drugs, money. Same thing in Afghanistan. It's just unbelievable. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
They say the proof is in the pudding. And if you go back and you listen to this radio show for the last 13 years, you will see stunning precision but it's not hard. The master planners, much of their criminal operations are public. We know the tricks they play. We know the way they operate. We understand the enemy's modus operandi, or MO, what makes them tick, and how they play different segments of the government and the culture off against each other. But 9/11 was a complete and total fiction, the entire thing. And that is now coming out more and more. The public is now discovering the facts. And that is certainly the good news. All right. Right now, the stock market is plunging yet again. It is at 9,760 points. So the way this worked is it lost 800 points and gained about 400 back. Now it's lost about 200 points, or 195.14. So we're looking at a 600-point drop now in the last 2 days, and it's going straight down right now. All by design. They need to blow the economy out, and then they will take the dollar currency. They will buy up all the real assets while it still has a little bit of value, and then they will pass on the hyperinflation to the American people, people of the world. The dollar will die as the world reserve currency. They're going to set up a new global currency. We told you they'd do that. Now they're announcing that that is indeed the plan. Poll says 60% say depression is likely. Poll finds 6 out of 10 believe depression is somewhat very likely, seeing 25% unemployment and millions of homeless and hungry. CNN reports nearly 6 out of 10 Americans believe either economic depression is likely, according to a poll released last night. The CNN Opinion Research Poll, which surveyed more than 1,000 Americans over the weekend, cited common measures of the economic pain of the 1930s. 25% unemployment rate, widespread bank failures, and millions of Americans homeless and unable to feed their families. Now remember, it's a select inner group of banks imploding the other banks to consolidate them. In response, 21% of those polled said the depression is very likely. Another 38% say it is somewhat likely. The poll also found that 29% feel the depression is not very likely, while 13% believe it's not likely at all. But economists, even many who feel current economic risks are dire, generally don't believe another depression is likely. Yeah, they'll just tell you it's not a depression as they get the third army ready to deal with the American people. But again, they're going to implode things so bad over the next few years when the, you know, riots and things break out, that we will beg for the military. They're not going to unfurl a black flag of death and announce we're the evil new world order. They've got to brainwash the troops. They've got to sell them on the mission. No, it'll be helping women, helping children, giving people hot meals. And, of course, doing some intelligence ops, arresting militia terrorists who don't like what's happening. The militia terrorist, of course, it'll be the government, will attack food convoys and steal it. And the mindless public will swell up full of rage. And then the mass arrest can start. The 26,000 preachers hired to teach their flocks to submit to tyranny can fully activate. And then they can have a national draft and use the U.S. population as the Hessian Merc Force for New World Order, Inc. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero. Let's go ahead and get him on the line from Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.